We were invited to take part in the National Lottery live show along with Adrenaline Alley. We've been supporting Adrenaline Alley to make their facilities accessible for students with disabilities and people in the community. And it was a follow-up recording on how they have spent their money to make it more accessible for people with disabilities.
That's absolutely excellent. I wasn't aware CBA was involved in this project. I know Adrenaline Alley had won the money through the National Lottery Awards, but what have CBA, what have the students and the staff been doing to help the Alley?
We just supported them with their initial bid. Was it in 2010? And obviously we went down to Adrenaline Alley, and when we first took our students down there, some of our students couldn't participate because they were unable to ride bikes or the normal scooters. But we did an art project with them, and then we sort of established the link, and they thought it'd be good that all our students could take part in scooters and bikes. So we sort of said we need adult trikes and adaptive scooters for them to take part.
Wow, so a lot of the students have sort of been going to the Alley and sort of liaising with them since, I imagine.
Yeah, we use the facility for part of our leisure curriculum, so the students will get a chance to go for maybe a 4 to 6 week block and go and spend an hour there a week and just gaining their skills, and they're very proud of their achievements because it's something they can see themselves achieving, and it's a fun and exciting learning environment for them.
Excellent. Now, as to the day itself, obviously it meant you had to go on television, you and the guys. What was that like?
Yeah, the students were excellent. We took Samantha Gibson and Harry Hinksman from our sixth form to take part, and Mrs. Robinson represented the CBA teachers. And they were very excited about taking part in it, but they took it in their stride and they weren't fazed by the day, and they really enjoyed it, and it was a whole new experience. And we had such good positive feedback from parents and families, you know, seeing the video clips where some of our students were filmed at Adrenaline Alley, and then also Harry being a star on the actual programme.
And it was actually a live broadcast, is that right?
It was. So Harry went live. We had two dress rehearsals, and then we had a little run through just before the live show, and then we went live.
And of course you had to sort of work with the big ginger one, as we call him,
Chris Evans. Yeah.
Yes, what was he like?
He was very nice. So he came down and he chatted to all the people taking part, answered any questions the students had or anybody from Adrenaline Alley. He made time for everybody, he signed autographs, he posed photographs. So, yeah, he was, you know, very accommodating to our children and made time for them, and obviously bonded with Harry with their catchphrase, "Back to you, Chris," and "Happy Harry Christmas."
Oh, excellent, excellent. That's great to hear. And I suppose we can still see it on the iPlayer, I imagine, or still be on there, hopefully. From your point of view and the point of view of the students, have you got the bug now for going on television? Have you got any more plans in that respect?
I think the students have. The staff are a bit more reluctant, but We do it for the children, and they thoroughly enjoyed the experience, and some of them it's a once in a lifetime, isn't it?
You'll just stick to radio for the time being, you think? Okay. Well, Nikki, thanks ever so much for your time on that, and it's obviously great work that obviously everyone down there is doing in conjunction with the Alley as well. Great work on their part too, and great to see it recognised on the national stage. It's another little thing for Corby as well, isn't it?
It is, and you know, I have to thank the students because they've made us all very proud, you know. Staff at CBA are very proud of them and also their parents.